See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Isaiah 49, verse 16. This beautiful admission of love was a response to a terrible accusation by someone who should have known better. The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. This caused God to reason with him. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Isaiah 49:15-16. God says, see here, on my hand, your name. It's an expression of amazement that someone would doubt his love. His rebuke should make us blush. How can he forget his saints when he looks at their names day and night? Oh, unbelief, how disrespectful. Which is more amazing, the faithfulness of God or the unbelief of his people? He keeps his promise of being with us through fire and flood. And when we burn our finger of step in a puddle, we doubt his provision. Of course, if you expect God to give you what you want instead of what he knows is best for you, you'll never be content. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:16. If you seek God's will for your life, you'll be content with righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out, and having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. 1 Timothy 6:6-8. When someone says, the Lord has forsaken me, what they really mean is the Lord hasn't given me what I want. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15.